It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Because if that's the way it works, then, like, what's the point of any of this? Is my question to you. I don't know if I 100% buy in to the, I guess, to the uniqueness of the situation, okay, is the thing that I don't necessarily buy into. Because why does February only have 28 days? I feel like there's not, that nobody has been really honest with that answer over the history of time. Like, the history of books will tell you things about the Caesars and them taking their days. But there's a whole bunch of stuff about the calendar that doesn't make sense to me fundamentally. And the fact that February is so much shorter than every other month is suspect, is all I'm going to say. It's suspect. So, I mean, you can keep saying that it's not an ongoing and recurring thing, but I'm like, I just don't buy it yet, you know?
Oh, geez. Okay. Hey folks, it's me, it's Adam Bash here again with This Day is History. It's an exciting day, October 1st of all days. Here we are. You know, I remember when I started this 31 days ago, I suppose, at this point. And, you know, it was just kind of like this fresh feeling of, you know, not really knowing what I was getting into, but, you know, being excited about the idea in general of, you know, just really digging in on these celebrity birthdays. You know, over the course of the last month, boy, there have been some days that it has been difficult, difficult to reach a decision, difficult to stand by some of those decisions, and I guess difficult to, I mean, weigh the lives of so many celebrities against each other. And I mean, so it's a hard job, but it's a thankless job, but it's a job that I am compelled to do. If you haven't listened to the show before, I'm Adam Bash. I was granted or cursed, depending on how you think about it, with a power to erase one day from the history of mankind. And along with that day will be everyone that has ever been born on that day. And so, of course, I'm judging this entirely on celebrity birthdays. And so here we are entering into our second consecutive month here on This Day is History. September is already accounted for. And it was, boy, just in the last moment, at the proverbial 11th hour, in sweeps the 3-2-1 lineup of Lacey Chabert, Monica Bellucci, and Fran Drescher. Fran Drescher being the top celebrity on September 30th. So, you know, it was a no-brainer for me. This last month of September is, you know, it's closed. The chapter of our history is closed there. And, you know, right now we're just going to, you know, carry forth. We're carrying forth, I guess, in a new realm of optimism, at least I feel, because, you know, here we are on a day where I don't have to make those harsh choices. I don't have to make those, you know, difficult decisions, because I get to just enjoy the birthdays of October 1st without having to weigh them against anyone else. And so tomorrow we'll be back to the standard quo, the status quo, the status standard. And boy, it'll be hard to get back into it after, you know, this little bit of respite that I've had here. But, you know, hey, I can persevere. I can make it through it. I apologize. I mean, I didn't really want you guys to hear the arguments that I've been having lately. But Adriel, as is commonplace, I suppose, at this point, decided that they would just turn on the microphone in advance. So I don't know how much of that you heard. I guess I'll find out when the episode releases in a little bit here. But I guess I have some lingering questions about how all of this works. You know, I've grown suspicious, you know, perhaps, that maybe this isn't the first time that someone has been offered this particular power slash curse. You know, and I find it suspect that February only has 28 days most of the time, when all the rest of the months have at least 30. Some have 31. You know, wouldn't it make more sense if every day had 31, or every month had 31 days? Wouldn't that make more sense? And I know your counters. I know that it is entirely dependent upon the Earth's distance from the sun, but boy, you know, is that a constant? Do we know that? In a world where angels walk around giving people the power to erase days from history, do we know what's immutable about physics at that point? I don't know that we do. Not quite like we would like to. All right. So let's just look at today's birthdays. I'm gonna try to put all that past me for now and just think about all of the great celebrities born on October 1st. Okay. So first, let's lay out a handful of honorable mentions. Looking through here, I see some that I would like to toss out there. Randy Quaid, everyone's second favorite Quaid, born on October 1st. Mark McGuire, a bulky sportsman, born on October 1st. Tom Bosley, the father from Happy Days, born on October 1st. George Peppard, played Hannibal on A-Team, born on October 1st. And yeah, that looks like that's about it. I think that's about going to be it for the honorable mentions, which is, you know, not bad. Not a bad little group. Let's see what the top three look like. Okay, and I'm just gonna start lumping them out there. Okay, so number three, I'm gonna go with Zach Galifianakis. Now, Zach Galifianakis is he's kind of an everyman, right? He's kind of a husky gentleman, a hirsute gentleman, but very funny. And he is instantly likable, I feel, in most of his roles. And there's something about Zach Galifianakis that you could just see him, and you could see his like puppy dog little face. And you know that there may be some mischief in there, some mischief in the heart, but no ill will, no spite. He's a spiteless man. That's Zach Galifianakis. You can just tell. You can just tell. Okay. So not a bad start. For October 1st. Number two, I'm going to go with Walter Matthau. All right. So now pretty much everybody has an understanding of Walter Matthau. I mean, even if you never watched The Odd Couple, which I think I haltingly watched a few episodes of The Odd Couple when I was a child. It was in reruns on Nick at Night. And I remember seeing a handful of episodes, but it was not a show for children, and the humor was a little bit beyond my days, and so I never really got a good feel for it. But boy, when Grumpy Old Men and then its sequel, Grumpier Old Men, came out, I was smitten. And I've always been, honestly, if I'm going to be completely honest with you, I've always been a Jack Lemmon fan, more so than a Walter Matthau fan, and I suppose that probably says a lot about me as a person. But that's not to say that I would take anything away from Walter. Walter is a necessary part of that team that plays so well off of each other. And so Walter Matthau, it would be a considerable loss, I feel, to all of us, and to, of course, Jack Lemmon's career in general. You need the ability to play off of somebody, and I feel like they played off of each other quite well. So that's number two. Number one's Julie Andrews. Yes, Eliza Doolittle, Mary Poppins. You know her, you love her, Julie Andrews. Now, at this point, I've already expressed everything I know about Julie Andrews. Sound of Music, sure. But that's pretty much it. So, I obviously, great stuff. You know, she's wonderful. All of her work that I know her from was from way before my time. I know that she's been in stuff since then plenty of times. I know, like, I'm pretty sure she was in like those Princess Diary movies, but I didn't even really watch those. At least not consciously. They may be one of those movies that I didn't necessarily know I watched when I watched it. I could see the Princess Diaries being a movie that I maybe saw at a family event, you know, like you go over to your aunt's, your great aunt's house, and everybody's sitting around eating turkey and mashed potatoes. Not necessarily a Thanksgiving thing. In the Midwest, we eat turkey and mashed potatoes basically at every opportunity. And so even at Easter, you're going to have turkey and mashed potatoes, at least in my little area of Illinois, Indiana. They're going to give you turkey and mashed potatoes. You're going to have some like chicken noodles or turkey noodles to put on the mashed potatoes. And that's just a whole different thing. It's almost like chicken noodle soup without the soup, but you put it on top of the mashed potatoes. And you're going to have corn. Of course, you're going to have corn. Maybe some baked beans. Maybe if you're lucky, that one aunt made that baked mac and cheese that you really like. But anyway, as you're sitting there in your food-induced coma, upset that the football game isn't going the way that your family prefers the football game to go, you may go into another room, and on that TV, there's maybe a movie playing, and that movie would probably be The Princess Diaries. Okay, so that might be something that happened at some point in my life. I don't know for certain, but I could see it happening. Anyway, would I miss Julie Andrews if she did not exist? I think so. I mean, Mary Poppins, Sound of Music, My Fair Lady to a lesser extent, but those first two certainly iconic, have lended a lot to our pop culture. And boy, a world without supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, I don't know that that would be a world any of us would want to live in. You know? I know you're kind of there with me. But the good thing is we really don't have to worry too awful much about it, at least not until tomorrow. So for today, let's just revel in the relief that we know that these people, are at least safe for a little while. And tomorrow we'll be back into the crucible upon which... our bones are ground, I guess, basically, is what I'm saying. The stress of this whole thing is getting to me a little bit, and I've been really trying to, work on me some, and just doing deep breathing exercises, and I started a yoga routine and combined with some meditation, and it's not doing anything for me, if I'm going to be completely honest, because every time I close my eyes, all I see is Fran Drescher's face. And if I'm lucky to wipe that out of my mind, I see Naomi Watts, and I scream at the top of my mind because I don't actually say anything because it's really disruptive to the other people that are doing yoga. I say, Naomi Watts, why are you haunting me? I've spared you. And she doesn't even say anything. She just clucks like a chicken. And I don't think that that's an appropriate response to the question that I even asked. Okay. So tomorrow, back to more of the fun. But today, let's just be excited about these great celebrity birthdays. So October 1st, have a happy birthday to all of you. And I will see all of you next time on This Day is History. Stay fresh.
Happy birthday.